Well, turning to broadcast media, the NFL is the most watched sports league in America, but it's not invincible. Ratings are way down this year. Week 7, for example, saw viewership drop compared to last year in every single time slot, culminating in one of the worst primetime football games in recent memory. The Seahawks and Cardinals played to a Sunday night 6-6 tie, featuring two missed field goals in overtime.
I guess if a game deserves to wind up in a tie, this is the one. Ryan pushed it down. Hauschka, just pulls it.
I'm just telling you.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. Eric, what is going on in the NFL?
Are you ready for some football? I guess some people are not. No, actually, we should point out that this past Sunday was a rebound for ratings. And some people say, not coincidentally, it was the first Sunday after the election was decided. And we saw a matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers that did very well. And we also saw a matchup between Seattle and New England that did well. But factoring out those two games, we have seen some really serious drops in viewership for football games. For example, CBS and the NFL Network air Thursday night football games. Their ratings have gone down 16% this year versus the year before. We've seen some similar drops on Monday night football on ESPN and some of the Sunday games. And it's starting to worry the NFL and worry sports fans.
Yeah, in an internal memo sent last month, league executives said they remain confident in the NFL, unconcerned about a
nothing to see here.
Yes. But, you know, talk about how this might impact, like, advertisers. They like live TV because you have to watch their ads.
Well, you know, the sports, and especially football, has always been considered sort of bulletproof programming. While the broadcast networks saw declines in viewership, the NFL saw a rise in viewership. But now that we're seeing some softness in these ratings, we're seeing a sense that maybe people are getting to the point where they're showing up for the games, but they are really showing up for games where the matchups are really competitive, where there are some stars that are going to perform that they want to see. And that the average football games may start to decline in viewership, indicating that sports programming and live football games especially is now starting to reflect the same kind of viewership trends we see in regular scripted programs.
We should say we've talked about this before from a sports point of view, and there's also the fact that the games haven't just been as great. You know, they're not as compelling as witnessed the two missed field goals. So that's a factor as well. But talk about ESPN. The cable network giant lost a record number of subscribers last month, according to Nielsen. Why?
Well, there's always been this concern that as cable bills rise, people start to cut the cord more. And ESPN has always borne a lot of the blame for that because they charge so much to cable systems to carry the channel. I would point out that with these games, there's been a lot of theories. One of them is that the election has sucked up the energy of the viewers. But the thing that scares me is this idea that the election sapped viewership indicates maybe that we're watching the election the same way we're watching a football game, which is maybe a little disconcerting.
All right. Speaking of failing sports shows, HBO announced earlier this month it's canceling Any Given Wednesday. That was the weekly sports show hosted by Bill Simmons. We knew him back when he was the Boston sports guy.
Right.
He got huge with his Twitter feed and his kind of a
podcast. Yeah. And he, of course, founded Grantland, the amazing website that ESPN had for a long time that mixed sports and pop culture.
Well, here's a clip of Any Given Wednesday, which started just about 5 months ago. Here, Simmons is interviewing NBA superstar Kevin Durant, and he asks him about a trade that happened 4 years ago.
Did you stop liking me because I kept bringing up the Harden trade too much? I felt like you were mad at me for like 2 years.
No, I wasn't mad at you.
Okay. You weren't?
Nah. I thought you should have got over it quicker than what you did. But I wasn't upset. I was kind of puzzled.
Eric Deggans, what was wrong? What was wrong with this show getting canceled now?
I think maybe you heard it in that clip. It's like, I'm not sure people are tuning in to see Bill work out whatever personal grudges he has with sports stars, you know. Well, the show got a lot of criticism when it debuted. Some of it I felt was kind of unfair. I mean, Bill has had a lot of success on a lot of different media platforms, and I think maybe some people were waiting and maybe even hoping to see him fall on his face a bit. I also wonder if HBO's audience really really wants to talk about sports or see sports talked about in that way. I've always felt that HBO's audience wanted sports programming that was a little different. And this felt a little too much like an ESPN chat show. So I think that might have been their biggest problem, to be honest.
Well, Eric, I want to let you go, but I'm going to switch gears for a second because I know you want to express a thought on Gwen Ifill, who also got her start here in Boston at the old Boston Herald American newspaper. She was a real journalist and died way too young, 61. Right. Funeral services for her today and tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Just your thoughts.
Yeah, well, you know, I like a lot of folks in journalism, especially a lot of people of color. I cross paths with Gwen a lot, and I think we're going to miss this idea. She was always about trying to illuminate a situation, but not build up controversy, or there was no sensationalism. And we certainly need a cool, steady, experienced voice like that helping report on politics in this moment. Mm-hmm. And so to lose somebody with her ability to cut through the issues, but also be very personable and compelling, that's a huge loss for the journalism industry, too.
Yeah. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.